Parenting in Two Languages, Picture Books Part 3. One day, Ellie borrowed a Picturepedia called Eyewitness Ancient Egypt from her school library. It was so compelling to read and to look at the photos that neither Ellie nor I could put the book down for hours. So it is with the greatest enthusiasm that I introduce this book to ST readers today. The book is part of the Eyewitness Picturepedia series. One of the most amazing things about Eyewitness Ancient Egypt is that it covers so much. You can learn about life on the Nile, mummies, the pyramids, medicine in ancient Egypt, food and drink, song and dance, games, and the clothes people wore. It covers all sorts of topics. And is so comprehensive that by the time you finish reading, your vocabulary in each field will be enriched and solid. Each topic is introduced in a two-page spread. It begins with a brief summary and features many photos that explain or illuminate each topic. Each photo is accompanied by a short caption, maximum 3 lines. Which is very helpful and easy to read. Here's a conversation Ellie and I had when reading this together. Ellie, which part did you like the most?
For me, the mummies and pyramids were the most interesting parts.
They show how sophisticated Egyptians are.
For sure, they know so much about how to design and build the pyramids.
Just like a modern architect, right?
Right, and the process of mummification was also interesting. You take the brain out and put it in a pot separately.
That part was scary.
Which part did you like the most, Mom?
I liked the pages on scribes the best, since I'm a writer. I also liked the pages that talked about gold jewelry.
You know, Mom, they're supposed to be really heavy because they are real gold.
Unlike the ones you have, Ellie, the ones that came with your candies and chocolate as free gifts. Well, I have to confess it took Ellie and me over a year to really finish reading everything. There's so much information, and we really didn't want to miss anything. But a good thing about this book is after you get going, you can open any page and choose to read any section. The reading can be just 10 minutes, and still, you can enjoy that bit of it. Finally, just between you and me, you can also buy a separate book that has short Japanese language summaries of the Picturepedias in the series. You can secretly refer to that if your kids challenge you with tough questions. Good luck!